always the biggest fan of Ronald Reagan, but on finance, on trade, it wasn't his strong suit. But he liked tariffs, and they totally changed that.
The government of Canada stands ready to build on the progress that we had been making in our negotiations, our discussions with our American counterparts. It is the sole responsibility of the government of Canada to have those discussions.
Yeah, it's a real interesting dispute to watch play out. This isn't one that necessarily people had on their bingo card, but Doug Ford, the government of Ontario, took out an ad, paid, what, $73 million for an ad campaign for a number of ads to play in the United States in various different markets. It basically has the voice of Ronald Reagan from a radio broadcast that the former president did back in 1987, talking about tariffs, specifically saying why he doesn't think tariffs in the long run are what's best for economies, what's best for the American people, and talks about the virtues of free trade. In there, he also talks about why they had chosen at that time to put tariffs on Japan because there was some back and forth on semiconductors at the time, and it was necessary to apply that pressure. So he talks about that in there. It was interesting that Donald Trump, if you think back to the first time he heard the ad, his reaction was much softer.
Don't go with tariffs. They're taking ads. I saw an ad last night from Canada. If I was Canada, I'd take that same ad also.
Now, you heard him last night in as he was on the plane, Air Force One, going overseas. He had a bit of a different take.
He lied. I mean, it was a fraud what they did. They made up a fake statement by President Reagan. Reagan was a big supporter of tariffs when needed, and we need tariffs for national security, and they totally turned it around because they're getting hurt by tariffs and we're gaining by tariffs. They've used tariffs on us when we had different presidents very successfully, and they've taken a lot of money out of our country, and now we're taking it all back. The Reagan Foundation went crazy when they saw it because it was, you know, the opposite. The opposite of what Ronald Reagan liked tariffs, and when necessary he would use tariffs. I don't think there's much they can do. I just assume leave it the way it is. Now, if you leave it the way it is, it's very good for us.
Will you meet with Prime Minister Carney during this trip?
I don't have any intention of it now.
So he says no intention of meeting with Prime Minister Carney while he's overseas. It's interesting. I actually caught part of Question Period this weekend with Vashi Capello. She had Derek Burney on. We've had Derek on our program, former Canadian ambassador to the United States, former chief of staff to Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. He worked at the table when free trade was negotiated. And in that conversation with Vashi, she asked him, "You of all people know what Reagan's position was on tariffs versus free trade. Could you give us a little bit of insight?" This is what Derek Burney had to say.
"There's no doubt in my mind or in the mind of anybody who knows Ronald Reagan that he was pro-free trade. And if he and Brian Mulroney hadn't agreed on that, we never would have had an agreement. It almost didn't happen. In fact, James Baker said in his memoir that it was a near-run thing. There were a lot of obstacles, but the thing that kept the deal alive and brought it to conclusion was the full commitment by Ronald Reagan and Brian Mulroney. You know, Reagan foresaw free trade from the Yucatan to the Yukon, so he even anticipated having Mexico eventually joined while he was president. There is no doubt in my mind that his conviction towards free trade was genuine, except perhaps when it came to films. He had a very strong view about U.S. films, and he wanted complete access for those in Canada. I remember that vividly. But no, I mean, nobody could question Reagan's commitment to free trade. It stands firm. It could be embarrassing to the current president and to the Republicans in Congress who have gone against Ronald Reagan's philosophy on trade. There are a few of them that still speak about it, but not many."
Again, that's Derek Burney, former Canadian ambassador to the U.S. and worked as the former chief of staff to Brian Mulroney in the 80s when those negotiations were happening on free trade that literally paved the way for NAFTA, essentially. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. I'd love to hear from you. The question that I'm asking is, are you happy that Doug Ford threw the punch on behalf of Canada? Because that ad, I mean, really was directed at the American people, helping them realize that tariffs are hurting them. And of course, the theory is, hear it from a president who is revered as one of the greatest by many Americans of all time. And you can be guaranteed, even people that didn't see the ad on TV or hear it on radio, went and found the clip on YouTube and watched it. It drove more people to YouTube to find out what did Ronald Reagan actually say. That in and of itself, of course, generated lots of attention there. I want to go to the phone lines. Let's grab this call from Jack in Regina. Jack, happy Monday. How are you today?
Oh, lovely weather we're getting here, and we'll take every day one at a time.
Sure will.
I fully supported what Doug Ford did, putting it out there. And it was a bona fide quote from his press conference by Reagan, and his exact words. It was not AI. It was not a hoax. Trump always does this. You can't believe anything he says. And he's got the personality of a petulant student in grade 3, and I don't trust what he does from day to day on a 24-hour basis. You cannot negotiate with this man.
Do you think it's set back talks, or is this just a blip on the map, Jack?
My take on working with Trump and what Carney has tried to do diplomatically is there was no setback. It's not in place. We will call people off day by day by day. And I think Doug Ford's in a different political strata. He's got all the unions. He's got the auto workers, steel workers, everybody. And they're saying, the unions and everybody are saying, it's time to kick some ass.
Okay, well, so we got one so far in favor. Where are you? 1-877-332-8255. Do you like that Doug Ford did this? Would you like to see more of this? Or do you think it actually made us stumble backwards? Give me a call. Let me know. Shoot me a text. Open lines till 10 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I've never been more upset about a meaningless game in my entire life.
I know we're going into the playoffs in a two-game slide, but I'm quite optimistic when I look for the playoff success.
The Riders are going to win the Grey Cup. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, tough Rider loss. That's a game they should have won. In fact, I would suggest that as Rider fans, we should feel good, because if it weren't for a couple of calls, and I very, very seldom will actually point at the refs as the reason we lose a game, I can't help but say that was a factor. That was a factor in that game, but it showed that even without our starters, we can beat the BC Lions. We can beat the BC Lions. We've got current now, recent game film. Let's bring it on. The Lions, of course, play the Stamps in the first wave of playoff action. We play them in the West Final, or at least we play the winner in the West Final. I'm not opposed to it being the BC Lions. I know we can beat them, that's for sure. Lots of good sports over the weekend, that's for sure. In fact, I saw a message here from Rob wanting to talk about the... now I lost it. That happens to me sometimes, but wanted to talk about the big win that the Hilltops had. Saskatoon Hilltops beating the Regina Thunder. That was quite the game. 30-27 in overtime. So now as PFC champions, the Hilltops will take on the Okanagan Suns in the 2025 Canadian Bowl on November the 9th. So we'll rally behind Saskatoon Hilltops as a province and wish them luck in that game. Okay. Back to the conversation we were having. Phones are open. Text lines are open. Basically, I'm asking the question, do you support what Doug Ford and the Ontario government did in playing the ad, purchasing ads on TV, radio throughout the United States, using Ronald Reagan's voice to help educate the American people on how bad tariffs are for them, how much tariffs are hurting them? Or are you frustrated by this action? Do you see it as a setback to the talks and the progress that we were making? Like, I have to say, were we making progress? How long has it been? Think back to the election in the spring. We heard Mark Carney say, and many people obviously believe because they were voted in, we will be able to get a negotiated settlement. Even knowing that it's tough to negotiate with Donald Trump, other countries have done it. Canada has not. So you kind of have to wonder, maybe this was the punch in the arm that we needed to stimulate things, to get things going. Maybe it was a chance for Canada to show some strength. And there's a number of people on the text lines that are saying exactly that. 1-877-332-8255. Bryn, for example, from Saskatoon. At the end of the day, Ford probably shouldn't have done it. A, because he's a provincial premier, and for that reason, it could be argued he should perhaps leave the big punches for the federal government to make on behalf of all of us. And B, he did end up doing harm, and there wasn't much upside to the move. Trump is like a hurricane. You can try and strategize about how best to deal with them. We just need to hunker down and wait till the storm is over. Bryn, thank you for that. Now, Julian Battleford said, Doug Ford's ad, a really dumb thing to do, period. Yes, a David and Goliath situation. The difference is those representing Canada have no aim. Now, all of Canada is going to pay for Ford's complete lack of aim. Julie in Battleford. Darcy and Beaulieu loves it. He said, I love what Doug Ford has done. You don't hide from a bully. You stand up to the SOB. He says, excuse my language. Well, I just repeated it on the air, Darcy. So thanks for the text. Where are you at? Do you like the ad? I have to say, I kind of like it. I do question, you know, I wish we could hear Doug Ford and Mark Carney come out and say, oh yeah, we talked about it and it was okayed. Like, if I knew that, then I would care less that Donald Trump is ticked. It seems like it blindsided the federal government. It's that whole lack of unity that worries me, but the ad itself, I love the messaging because I love Ronald Reagan. So it's hard to argue that that messaging is anything but good for us. But if there wasn't some sort of kind of heads up to the federal government, perhaps it was misguided. 1-877-332-8255. Let's grab a couple more calls. Les in Corning. Doug Ford, was this a good move, Les, or not?
Well, I've got the opposite view as Jack, I'll tell you. Doug Ford's a buffoon. He should have no business with his nose in there at all. You don't see Scott Moe running around hollering and screaming all over the news over this. He should have left that to Mark Carney. And if you don't think Mark Carney and Doug Ford orchestrated that, well, you're kind of got your head.
So you think he knew about that, Les? You think Carney knew about it?
Absolutely. Have you heard him comment? He's avoided everything about what Doug Ford was doing. He was in full support. And actually, the way Donald Trump looks at this, you could consider that foreign interference, trying to influence the courts over this. And back in March, think back, Carney said, there's no way he's involved with China. Well, where's he running off to now? China. And trying to swing a deal. 84% of our products, our Chinese products come into Canada. 25% of our products go to China. Why would we want to make a better deal with China?
Well, there's a lot of meetings going on. They've got the APEC meetings that are happening this week. But you're right. I mean, one of the meetings that he is having is the meeting with the Chinese president. So you're right there. It's interesting, Les's point that he feels Mark Carney knew about that ad ahead of time. Mark Carney is definitely avoiding talking about it. There's no doubt about that. If you've heard any of the media that he has done, I mean, he's kind of weaving around it, if you will.
The government of Canada stands ready to build on the progress that we had been making in our negotiations, our discussions with our American counterparts. It is the sole responsibility of the government of Canada to have those discussions.
So, you know, when he says things like it is the sole responsibility of the government of Canada, I feel like that's a passive aggressive message to the premiers to back off. Now, Wab Kanoo, premier of Manitoba, took out his own ad. Well, he threw it up on social media anyway, praising what Doug Ford did.
My fellow Manitobans, Ontario's TV ads present Ronald Reagan's views on tariffs accurately and powerfully. President Trump's damaging tariffs go completely against Mr. Reagan's legacy. And it's clear that these ads are working. If you throw a rock at a lake and you don't hear a splash, you've probably missed. So to my good friend Doug Ford, keep the ads on TV. They're effective, and this country is behind you.
So Wab Kanu's giving it a yes. David Eby, the BC premier, is saying they might produce their own ads, targeting the impact that it's having on the lumber industry. Meanwhile, Danielle Smith has come out and said she appreciates Doug Ford taking the ads down. But of course, that didn't happen till after they aired through a couple of those World Series broadcasts, which got millions more viewers on it, which again infuriated Donald Trump. We haven't heard officially from Scott Moe on this. He's generally taken the attitude, though, that you want to work at trying to build the good relationship with the United States, not poke them, not anger them, but work on it from a real positive standpoint. I would guess he is very similar to where Danielle Smith is on this, but we haven't heard officially from him yet. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone lines. I got Barry in Regina. Thanks for calling in. Do you like the punch thrown on behalf of Doug Ford in Ontario that appears to have struck now as if it came from Canada, or was that a wrong move, Barry?
That was a very wrong move. I think that's just causing more problems again. Mr. Ford should stick his nose out of the business of the federal government. And the premiers of this country should be putting pressure on the prime minister to negotiate what's best for us versus spending undue cash and stuff on ads. To me, that's ridiculous. That's just childish.
There's a lot of people on the text line that are bringing up how much money was spent. Now, that's Ontario tax money, but it doesn't change the fact that it's tax money. Dave in Saskatchewan says it's not about Trump being a bully. It's negotiation, and Ford wants to be the bully. He's clueless. Kevin in Assiniboia says, if anyone for the United States were to put ads out in Canada to influence political decisions here, arms would be flying, claiming foreign interference. That's what Les actually just said. Why should a government from Canada not be reprimanded for breaking our laws in other countries? Or should we think it's no big deal because we are already the 51st state? Kevin in Assiniboia. 1-877-332-8255. Doug Ford is an idiot, period. This is a text from Tim in Saskatoon. Whether you love or hate Trump, we've seen time after time what happens when you publicly challenge him. You deal with things in a private negotiation, and those that make the early deals get a better deal. We're not doing either. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take our last break and come and wrap up this conversation. Still lots of time to get your call in. Got some more texts I want to get to here as well. Are you happy with the Doug Ford punch, the commercial that ran, or was it a blunder? Was it a mistake? Your thoughts when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
I even see foreign countries now taking ads. Don't go with tariffs. They're taking ads. I saw an ad last night from Canada.
I heard that the president heard our ad. I'm sure he wasn't too happy, but it's real because it was coming from the best president the country's ever seen, Ronald Reagan. Probably one of the best ads I've ever seen, and it's coming from Ronald Reagan's voice. The Reagan Republicans are going to be fighting with the MAGA group, and let's hope Reagan Republicans win.
Love to know your thoughts. Is this ad a good move for Canada? Is it a selfish move from the Doug Ford Ontario government? Ray in Saskatoon, there's so many good texts coming in on this, but Ray in Saskatoon touched on what I was saying earlier. A lot of people are worried just about the amount of taxpayer money spent on this, even though, yeah, it was the province of Ontario. But Ray's point is taxpayers are struggling to feed their families and pay bills. This is just another example of government spending money with no concern where it comes from. Gary in Saskatoon says, I think Ford's ad was great. Obviously, it worked. It got under Trump's skin. Democrats should do a copycat ad to continue Trump's hurt. 1-877-332-8255. Was it the right move for Doug Ford, the Ontario government, to throw a punch on behalf of Canada? Scott in Wolseley says the wrong move all the way. Doug Ford is only out to look after Ontario and not Canada. He should be keeping his mouth quiet and his nose clean. It's not up to him. It's up to the federal government. 1-877-332-8255. Thomas in Mooseman. It's amazing to me how Trump can stand there and whine and whine and whine, and when the truth comes out, he says it's a lie. Maybe he should have to apologize for saying a statement like that. That's, you know, let's not overlook that point. This is not an AI-generated ad. This is the actual words spoken by Ronald Reagan. They do admit that they move the words. They're in a bit of a different order, but it doesn't change. There's been a number of people that have done a deep dive on this. Does not change the intent of what Ronald Reagan was trying to say. So it's not AI, it's not a lie, and it's not a misrepresentation. Now, you can be mad if you want that they used Ronald Reagan's voice in it, but it's none of those three things that Donald Trump is claiming that it is. It might, though, be a misstep by Doug Ford to do this and hinder the progress that Canada's trying to make on trade negotiations. Although, I will say it again, it does not look to me like we're making a whole lot of progress. 1-877-332-8255. Jason in Weyburn, always appreciate having you on the program. Jason, what's your take on this?
Well, as I look at it, it obviously got under Mr. Trump's skin. But as Canadians, I think we need to look ourselves in the mirror and realize not every single problem we're having right now is Donald Trump's fault. There's plenty of stuff we can do, pipelines, mines in Northern Ontario. We've been talking about these things a lot. Mark Carney has said we were going to do things at the speed of which no one else has ever seen, and we're months and months after an election, and so far, guess what we've done? Absolutely nothing. And if you're Doug Ford and you're looking at this, the difference between Ontario and Doug Ford and Canada as a whole on the other side of the country where we are in Western Canada, you can't move a potash reserve. You can't move an oil reserve, and you can't move farms. But you can sure move car manufacturing. It's painful, and Donald Trump has seen that he wants to do that. And I think Doug Ford's looking at this going, I'm a target. I need to swing back somehow. So this is his way. I can see why Danielle Smith says maybe that wasn't such a good idea, because oil keeps flowing to the U.S. without much of a hindrance, and the Americans know they need it. Potash keeps going to the United States. We all remember there was going to be a much higher tariff on potash and oil, and those got dropped down to 10% because the Americans have no alternative source.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Jason, your point is well taken about the differences between Eastern and Western Canada. I even remember thinking that when they were talking about the federal government promised as tariff relief initiatives to retrain workers. Well, that might work for a worker at an assembly line in an auto manufacturing facility. I don't see farmers saying, yeah, okay, you can retrain me. I mean, in the farming industry, they're not going to get retrained. I mean, farmers are farmers. And so the tariffs have a bludgeoning effect. And these, of course, tariffs from China that are affecting our farmers the most. But the point is, there are a lot of these relief measures being taken by the federal government that tend to be favoring Eastern Canada as opposed to Western Canada. Okay, appreciate all the thoughts, all the calls, all the texts on that topic. I'm sure we'll be talking about it some more. We are standing by to hear what announcement is coming from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They've got a live news conference at 10. Our own Britton Gray, writer reporter from the Green Zone, is down there covering it. We will hear from him, even if it's during the Roundtable of Justice coming up next. We will take a quick break to hear what that announcement is. So keep it locked here, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.